The year was 1923, and London's foggy streets always held a certain allure. But none more than the winding alleyways that led to the Velvet Mask. Its doors, guarded by men with faces as cold as the stone they stood in front of, were never marked. No address, no sign, not even a name. Only a pair of heavy black curtains that seemed to drink in the London mist. It was as though the very air around the club was thick with secrets, always moving, always shifting. Inside, it was a different world altogether. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get lost in the hustle. But mindfulness offers a way to reconnect with ourselves. It begins with simple awareness, taking a moment to notice your breath, to feel your feet on the ground. When we cultivate this practice, we open ourselves to a deeper understanding of our thoughts and emotions. Under the blanket, Sophie waited. After a minute or so, she lifted the corner of the blanket and peeked out. There at the window, with the curtains pushed aside, was the enormous, long, pale, wrinkly face of the giant person staring in. A huge hand with a pale finger came snaking in through the window. This was followed by an arm as thick as a tree trunk. And the arm, the hand, the fingers reached out towards Sophie's bed. Amid the tapestries of history, the lives of two individuals intersect. Eleanor, a passionate suffragette, and James, a tormented soldier. Set against the backdrop of the suffrage movement, Echoes of Change tells a tale of love, sacrifice, and societal transformation.